time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
We have Vince on the line, Vince Garcia, and also born here in El Paso, now living in Utah, and he's going to talk to us about the convention. So let's get Vince right on, and he's going to give us some information.
I am. Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we are doing great. You must be doing super, though.
Learning about the quality, the growing of our products, the humanitarian projects that we work in. It's just, it's very, very incredible to know what doTERRA is doing all over the world for their growers and for orphanages and hospitals. And it's real, just a real proud thing to know that because we buy their products and use their products, that it's just outrageous for what we do.
I'd like even to, just
to say, announcement this year.
Okay, one second before that, I'd like you to expand on that, because when I heard that the first time, what doTERRA does around the world for some of these villagers and people that grow the oils, like in Haiti and Bulgaria and Afghanistan and Malaysia, I mean, it was so unique, it brought a tear to my eye, that this company, above all others, they don't just buy the land and raise their own crops and have workers work there. They do something totally different. Would you expand on that? You mentioned orphanages and the things that they build for these communities.
Well, the thing that's amazing is a lot of the world tragedies that we've had. You remember the big volcano that happened? The people in Nepal that went through the big earthquake a couple of years back. I mean, we get a lot of our products from Nepal. Wintergreen is one that comes to mind that comes from Nepal. So we get in there and we help our growers there, the communities getting water, getting shelters, roofs on their houses, and not only that, but, when we do actually work with the growers, we're working to pay them to where they normally weren't, regulated and or paid fairly. Oftentimes the government would take their profits and their products and their farmland and crops. So it's amazing what doTERRA has gone in to do to secure their economics as well.
So they bring in all of the equipment and the distillers, and there's no charge for any of this. They set up the companies, the villages,
correct,
and then they even build, clinics, and they build orphanages, and they build homes for the kids, to learn a profession so that they can grow up and take over these farms.
Right, right. And not only the farming that goes at hand, but one of the real cool things we learned yesterday was they work with Operation Railroad or Underground Railroad, which is a organization that saves millions of kids from sex slavery.
Oh my!
And working with the Rathaus who is helping to house these children after they've been rescued, and try to get them back to their families and try to get them back into society. So that's pretty amazing as well. I mean, they gave $5 million to Huntsman Cancer Institute that's right here in Salt Lake yesterday as well. Really amazing things what doTERRA is doing, with their profits and all the good things that, I didn't know if that we have the ability to donate to the Helping Hands Foundation, who is responsible for all of these good things that are going on through doTERRA. We can donate a dollar a day, a month. We can donate 20, whatever we want to donate. It's just incredible what doTERRA is doing with this Helping Hands money. Yeah, we're up to 6 million members now in doTERRA.
So think of that. How many orders a day?
A month.
Yeah. How many orders a day? If someone donates a dollar and there's millions of people, that's millions of dollars a year that they're able to help and give away so that these communities can really look forward to, a productive life and without being destitute. That's just totally amazing. And other companies don't do this. And I'm so proud of doTERRA. I'm proud to be involved with a company like that. So, that must be so.
Absolutely.
So tell me all the things. So what else is going on over there?
Copaiba is now being offered in a gel cap.
Oh, my.
Just like Zendocrine and Tri-Ease. So that's going to be an incredible product for us to take to help to build our immune system.
And Cobiba, by the way, talk about what that has. Cobiba is the other way to get CBD oils, correct?
Correct. It works on the CB2 receptors in the body. Remember, CBD is so popular because it works on the CB1 receptors and the CB2 receptors that help our endocannabinoid system, which is our healing center of the body, you know, help to balance, you know, our body systems, our organs, our circulation, our digestion. So this Copaiba offers the body CB2 or beta-carotenoid. And this beta-carotenoid is what's really helping the body's immune system to strengthen and to, you know, do what it's supposed to do. It encourages apoptosis in the cells of the body, which means if they're not doing their jobs, the cells of our body, or they're damaged in some way and not able to repair, it encourages them to shut down and die and get out of our body.
Exactly.
So that's pretty amazing what Copaiba does, okay? Another one of the products, so not to zip by, but I've got to get into the next session here. On Guard has a new mouthwash.
Oh, my.
Without alcohol. So the great On, that's a great one. And also, they're mentioned that it's encouraging oral health, which is a, you know, pretty amazing thing.
A lot of people don't realize.
Oil that was.
A lot of people don't realize that oral health really has an effect on the rest of the entire body, that when you have an infection in your mouth, it actually promotes infections on the rest of the body, especially, as an example, in the heart. So a new oral mouthwash is going to actually be able to affect any infection in the body and lower inflammation. So that's something unique.
And this is pretty unique, too. And I know you're going to know a lot about yarrow, but yarrow is being introduced with pomegranate seed oil.
Oh, my.
So it's going to be a new blend of oil that is helpful for heart health as well, artery health, circulatory health, our nervous system, our digestive system as well. So pomegranate seed oil, I know you know that, and yarrow together is going to be an absolute. They announced that pomegranate seed has two kinds of essential fatty acids. Gosh, where did it go?
Ellagic acid. Ellagic acid is one of the main ones that are in pomegranate seed. And yarrow has minerals, but especially silica. And silica is the surgeon mineral.
Right.
So between ellagic acid, which is one of the strongest chemicals in the world against cancers, and silica, which breaks down cysts and tumors, that's going to be an awesome product. Oh, my gosh. In a little gel cap also?
You betcha. Nope. That was actually in an oil blend, and it'll be out soon, and then it's going to come out with a little dropper top.
Oh, okay? Very nice.
So that's an incredible new oil. The next oil is magnolia, okay? Magnolia is an incredible oil with a kind of like a lavender, a lang-lang type blend. But, I mean, it's all about, you know, helping with skin issues and you know, it's high concentration of linalool oil, so it's going to be helpful for balancing blood sugars as well, okay? Copaiba, the next oil that was introduced is turmeric.
Oh,
okay? So
wow.
So we're now going to get an extract of turmeric.
Curcumin.
And that's pretty incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that delivery system to the body is definitely going to be something that is going to take the market by storm.
To interrupt, right. Turmeric with curcumin, which is the main chemical in turmeric. Turmeric, by the way, is the spice that you'll get in Indian food, curries. It's that yellow spice. And the curcumin, which is the main chemical in that, is one of the strongest known immune stimulants. It's used in every form of cancer. So that's another one. And then you look at India, where they eat a lot of turmeric. They have much lower incidences of cancer than the rest of the world. So, that's going to be something. That's going to be a huge addition to the whole line of doTERRA. That is phenomenal. Okay, continue.
Another fun oil is pink pepper. Okay, so that's going to be one that's going to really help us with our nervous system. So, you know, that's going to be another fun oil.
Pink pepper, you said pink pepper. Oh, my. Yep. Is that going to have...
It's a pink pepper flake.
Does it have the piperine, like black pepper in it? I don't know. I've never heard of even pink pepper.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, piperine helps with the digestion, and it actually helps to enhance the bacteria in the intestinal tract. So it helps with digestion. It helps with also B12 uptake. That piperine is really one of those new chemicals, black pepper, and it enhances the digestion. So people with heartburn and gassy and bloated, that's going to be a new problem. I never even heard of red pepper. Oh, well, red pepper, yes. I mean, is that what it is? But pink pepper, is that like a chili pepper or more of a black type pepper?
Yeah, it is a spicy type fruity pepper. I'm trying to see where it came from. I don't see it. I know, but they told, Kenya and Peru is where it's from.
Wow.
Okay. The next one. Yeah, another great oil coming up, too, is green mandarin. So that's going to be a new oil that's out as well. And one more set that I'm going to give you before I've got to run in there is that we have a new kids collection. And this one's pretty incredible, too. So these are going to be oils that are for children. We want our kids and our next generation to be strong. So there's a blend called Stronger. There's a blend called the Rescuer. There's one to help our children be brave and steady, to calm down and to think. So these are all something that are encouraged and to help with our kids, you know, building their strong personalities and attitudes as they grow.
Oh, my gosh.
So learning about what these scientists are teaching us about the delivery system, how the essential oils are getting into the cells of the body. And
wow.
What they're doing to the cells of the body. They're also talked about the comparisons between doTERRA essential oils and our competitors. And, you know, how some oils are adulterated, synthetic, you know, have that sort of thing. But they actually, you know, show how doTERRA's products are superior to a lot of our competitors.
What a pleasure to get an update on what's happening in doTERRA. They are just a phenomenal company. I'm glad to be involved. And for those of you listening, check out doTERRA.com. And if you'd like to get any of the products, of course, you can come to Health Naturally, to our brick and mortar store. We can even teach you how to get it all wholesale. So, please come by, check it out.
That's the best way to get it.
Get it wholesale.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Call you next week with another update. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Vince Garcia.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was a question about stem cells and one specific company called Cerule. Now, I'm not familiar with that company, but I am familiar with stem cells. And most of the stem cells on the market right now are very, very good for orthopedics, meaning they're using it to help rebuild bone and ligaments and cartilage and tendons. It hasn't been real good yet, the studies for rebuilding kidneys or heart or liver. Liver does regenerate, but I'm waiting for the stem cells to come out where it shows that it can help to rebuild kidneys. Stem cells have been very effective on, like I say, any kind of orthopedic work. There's not a lot of research done on helping to regenerate organs. So I will check out this company, and they wrote it on there, and it's called Cerule Stem Cell Ultra. And I'm going to look at that product. I know that to go get the injections, it's very expensive, and you need between 1 and 3 treatments. So that gets to be pretty expensive, and of course, it's not covered by insurance. But stem cells themselves, especially if you have any kind of orthopedic issue, are very good. Another article, or what they asked me to talk about, was the cell phones and how the cell phone radiation affects us. Well, so far what we have found is that the cell phone radiation, for those of you that use the telephone a lot and hold it next to your ear, that does increase your risk for breast cancer. We believe, as an example, John McCain, who had breast cancer, Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, who had the brain cancer. We think those were from too much time on the telephone. So always I suggest to use the speaker on your phone and don't hold it next to your ear. Now, I did some research on the Bluetooth, and there was not enough research to give me any kind of conclusive understanding. They said it's still out. They're still waiting on that, whether the Bluetooth, you see these people that keep it on their ear. But what we do know is every time you see that little blue light blink, it's searching for the microwave energy. So there are microwave bursts that come into that Bluetooth. And again, the research is just not there enough. We know that listening on your cell phone does increase your risk, especially on children because their brains are so malleable, and an adult it's a little different. So don't let your child speak on the cell phone in their ear. Teach them to use a speakerphone or plug in a microphone where you can put the little headphones on and you can speak that way. Oh, there is a formula for diabetes because that's what Vince used. Again, we don't say any essential oil cures any disease. What we talk about is that there's a line of essential oils that can enhance the function of the pancreas. So we're very careful to say there's no essential oil. We do not claim any essential oil deals with disease. What we deal with is body systems. So they did design a number of essential oils that can strengthen the pancreas, strengthen how you do sugar metabolism, and things like cinnamon, as an example. You can take the true cinnamon and add that into your diet, a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon in a glass of water, room temperature, with your meals, and a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and you'll find that that helps also to control sugar metabolism. So again, they don't cure disease. We don't deal with the names of diseases. Those are owned by the medical profession. What we deal with is the body systems and how to enhance the function, the metabolism of those systems. So whether it's the liver or the immune system or the pancreas or your circulatory system, that's what they do. We enhance the body's natural mechanisms that promote health. We're not avoiding symptoms. We're not trying to cure disease. What we are doing is enhancing your own body's mechanisms to promote health.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
People don't realize that we put out a frequency and we put out a magnetic field from our body. And that magnetic field, there's different frequencies of that magnetic field, but the strongest frequency comes from about 3/8 of an inch from our skin. And then there's it all comes from the heart. And that magnetic field, each frequency that gets higher goes farther and farther. And there's frequencies that can actually go a half a mile around in every direction. So when you're in a group of people, each of those frequencies that comes from the heart intermingle with each other and produce its own frequency of when they intermingle. Can you imagine? Here we are, 40,000 people at doTERRA, and everybody looking and thinking. That's where they've done experiments on peace, and I know a couple of the universities did some experiments on the ethers. There was an experiment back in 1887 called the Michelson-Morley experiment that attempted to prove the ethers, which is the matrix that holds the entire universe together. It's that field that is so high frequency, but it's what gives rise to all atomic structures and all movement. Well, they did a study back then in 1887 and were attempting to see whether this frequency exists or not. And they didn't have the proper tools back then, so they came to the conclusion that it did not exist. Well, there was another study done by the United States Air Force. And I don't remember, it was either done in the late 90s or the early 2000s. I don't remember the exact date that they did. But they repeated the Michelson-Morley experiments to find out about the ethers. And that's spelled E-I-T-H-E-R or A-E-T-H-E-R, the ethers. Not ether the gas, but the ethers the matrix. And they did and repeated that experiment. Now, I thought it should have been worldwide news. You know, it should have been front page news in every newspaper in the world, because what they found is that this inherent matrix of energy that touches everyone in the world does exist. So they had the proper tools, the Michelson-Morley. You can look that up, Michelson-Morley experiment, and you can also look up the United States Air Force repeating that experiment. And they did say that, yes, there is a field that permeates everywhere at all times. And every single thing actually reacts in this field. And we now know that this field, there's an actual electromagnetic energy that's produced by the heart. The heart actually has around 40,000 separate nerve cells that are very similar to brain cells. And they talk about that there is another brain in the heart, and they are totally independent. And those cells, those neuron cells in the heart, have their own memory, and they have their own ability to act independently of the brain. So one of the things that you can do, how to do your own healings and how to manifest, utilize that matrix of energy, is any place you touch on your body, is that's where your consciousness goes. So when you want to do a meditation or a healing, whether it's for yourself or for others, you want to go into your heart, not your mind, into your heart. And you just take your hands and touch that breastbone right next to your heart. And because you touch that heart, your consciousness will go to that. And when you can use your mind at that point to think of prayers, or to whether it's a prayer for self or a prayer for others, you want to manifest that from the heart. And that frequency then will move outwards from your heart. Now, for those of you that have cancer or any other kind of serious disease, let me give you a prayer that is extremely effective that I came up with. And knowing about this field and this frequency field, you touch your heart, slow your breathing down. And what we know is that when you can lower the amount of breathing, when you actually increase the length of time of breathing, so you can inhale about to the count of 5 and exhale to the count of 7. The mere fact of extending the length of the inhale stops the stress response. So when you're under a stressful situation, the fact of breathing slowly and calmly will affect the parasympathetic-sympathetic nervous system. But when you have a disease, you want to touch that place just next to your heart. You want to center yourself for about 3 or 4 breaths, extending that exhale at least to the count of 7. Now, when I studied in the temple, they taught us to increase that length to as much as possible, to double that over a period of time. And they talked about the mystics being able to levitate. And you want to be able to actually inhale, say, to the count of 4, and learn to exhale to the count of 30, or even exhale to the count of 60. And when you do that, it changes the entire manifestation of frequencies in the body. So this prayer, as what you want to do is give gratitude, is to give thanks. And one of the things about prayer is don't ask for something in the future. Like, don't ask for something of saying, please heal me. Lord, please heal me. Because that implies that the healing is in the future. What you want to do is get and produce the feeling in your heart that it's already happened. That the prayer has already been answered. And you want to feel that feeling. So one of the things you do, you're going to lower the breathing, you're going to touch your heart, and then you're going to use a prayer of, and if you're a Christian as an example, you would say it in Christ's name. If you're a Buddhist, in Buddha's name. If you're Jewish, in God's name. I don't care who you invoke, but it's a higher divinity other than self. And you say, I love and appreciate my immune system for always keeping me healthy and cancer-free. And you say that three times, touching your health, your heart center, and you feel that actual energy of it already being answered. So you feel the healing that's already taken place. So this is the way to pray properly. Don't ask for it to rain. Feel the mud between your toes and that it's already rained. So that's how the ancient, when I studied with them in India, and I've studied all over the world, the mystics, that's what they taught me. They taught me to make the feeling that it's already happened. So when you pray, don't pray for something in the future. You pray that it's already happened, and you create the feeling in your heart, and that frequency will expand outward. So, you know, that's the way to do it. It was a little something that came to me right now, and again, look up the U.S. Air Force. They did the study. It was in the late 90s or early 2000, and they proved that this inherent matrix, this field, exists throughout the entire universe. And with every breath you breathe, you manifest divinity. Life itself is a manifestation of divinity. So when we were given the breath of life, it says in the Bible what happened to us, we were given the breath of life. So learning to control your breathing, increasing the length of the exhale, will actually change your parasympathetic nervous system, and it will help you reinforce the prayers that you make. And again, the prayer has already occurred. The answer is already there. So anyway, going back to that front page on my Natural Solutions Radio, death cancels our engagements, yet it does not affect the consequences of our acts in life. So how you act, that's how people will remember you. And what you want is every time someone remembers your name, you want it to be positive, uplifting. So, because wherever they are in the world, you are connected to that. And even though you have passed this realm, there is no death. It is only a change of frequencies. It is a change of where you are. Every thought you think, you need to attempt to be righteous. And whenever you say something that you know is inappropriate, or whenever you hear something that is inappropriate, one of the ways to cancel that out is you using something called neuro-linguistic programming and rapid eye desensitization. Whenever you have a thought that is negative, merely look up with your eyes and say cancel. Look up with your eyes and say cancel. And that will help to alleviate that negative energy from your being. So these are just some tidbits that I've added. And again, whether you're alive or dead, that frequency still exists, and we are in tune. And what they found, as an example, there's a holographic to the universe itself. And what happens at one section of the universe is instantly known at the other side of the universe. And this is faster than the speed of light. And they have done some research. If you really want to find out about that, there were two books that you could read. One is called The Secret Life of Plants. and they'll tell you about some of the experiments that were done, hooking up plants to lie detectors, and then putting the person that owned the plant in a plane 10,000 feet in the air, 600 miles away. They would stick the plant, they would take a match, as an example, and put it next to the human, or they would take a needle and they would stick the arm of the person that owned the plant, and without any time variant, that plant would register on these micro lie detector tests.
Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for joining me here today on our Natural Solutions Radio, Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing, Dr. Prince-Joseph?
I'm doing very well. Do you have a question, or are you on listen-only mode?
Well, you actually you answered one question out of two that I had done there on Facebook for you. I want to ask you about, you did the cell phone thing, but how about laptops and tablets? You know, people have them real close to your body.
Oh, that's a body. Yes, that's also a very good. Let me answer that real quickly. The blue light that comes off your laptops and your computer and your iPhones can also affect you physiologically. So there's a pair of glasses that you can buy, like a type of sunglasses, that's the blue blockers, and it blocks that blue light from coming into your eye. But that light can actually affect your metabolism in a negative way. So we don't like people staring so long at, whether it's your laptop, your computer, or your television screen, or your telephone. Those blue lights do produce a negative aspect on your physiology. So that, and we know about the radiation. Now that's a little different. One is the radiation, which is microwave radiation, and the other one is the frequency from the blue light.
I can't have a cell phone near my pocket because I have a pacemaker.
Oh,
and
yes.
The doctor told me that.
That's correct. Be careful.
Not to keep it.
And
yeah.
Even for men, don't keep the cell phone in your front pocket, you know, next to your junk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys, don't do that. You know, it can affect the sperm count, okay? Even women, you know, a lot of women keep their cell phones in their bra, and we say, don't do that. That can affect the physiology of your breasts and make fibroids and cysts and even increase your risk of cancer. So, you know, they got to figure out, get one of those things that you can put it in on the side of your hip or in a purse or in your briefcase or something like that. And again, if you have headphones where you then hear the phone, you just press that button and then you can talk from headphones and you don't put the phone next to you. Hey, George, those were great questions.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ben-Joseph. Have a good day.
Vivid dreaming. Now, that takes a little while to practice. So the first thing that you're going to do for vivid dreaming is you get a pencil and a paper, or a pen and a paper, or get a little pad that you're going to write these dreams in every pad. And so you put that right next to your head, you know, at your desk, right next to the head of your bed. So that's the first thing that you're going to do, because that stimulates your mind that it tells you that you're going to write something down, and you're going to write it down on your dreams. Now, when you go to sleep, as you're falling asleep, again, what you want to do is learn to control your breathing. And what you do is inhale to the count of four or five, exhale to the count of seven. Some people start inhale four, exhale four. But you inhale four, exhale to the count of seven, and you relax. Each time you exhale, you scan your body to find out where you're holding tension. It might be that you're squeezing your toes, or you're holding your breath slightly, your chest muscles, or you're squeezing your butt muscles, or for women, your vaginal muscle. And each place you scan, it only takes a second to throw your consciousness to your feet, and it bounces back up to your consciousness, and you consciously will that area to relax, so that when you go to sleep, your body is relaxed. That's number one. most people have muscle tension when they go to sleep, so they wake up with that muscle tension. And that muscle tension affects all fluids in your body, how they flow, and it lowers the lymph fluid or your blood or your cerebral spinal fluid. All the fluids in your body slow down wherever you're holding constriction. So what you do is you learn to relax. Now, once you're relaxed, there's different types of affirmations. And again, you talk to yourself in the present tense. Not that I will remember my dreams, but you talk to yourself, I am remembering my dreams, and I am answering the questions of my life. I am answering the questions of the stressors that are happening to me. Whatever type of sentence you use, you say it three times. Now, again, when you're a religious person and you say it in the name of God or Christ or Buddha, you make it more effective. So, in the name of Christ, I remember my dreams. In the name of Christ, I remember my dreams to affect my health. I remember my dreams to produce a healthy, vibrant self. And by and by, over a period of days and weeks, you will remember things. And when you wake up, whether it's in the middle of the night, and you remember a color or a smell or a setting or a person or a thing, immediately write that down. And you just have to write down key words. You don't have to write a book because you want to go right back to sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, you go to that pad and you write down immediately what you remember. Now, as you get better and better and you're remembering your dreams, now, whenever you have an issue that occurred in your daily life, okay, then what you do is you will your mind that I am dreaming the answer to the stressors of my life. And when you know a specific stressor, you'll mention that. And I am dreaming the answer to the stressors of my pain or to the stressors I have with my boss or my family or my father or my mother. Whatever it is, you will yourself to remember those dreams and to dream specifically that subject. Now, sometimes it's a very bizarre dream and you'll wake up and you go, what the heck was that? And then what you do, you spend the first 3 or 4 minutes when you wake up in silence, and you go over what it was that you processed at night, and you think of those thoughts, you think of that dream. And when you're not sure of what it means, the very next night you ask to dream that same subject again in a different venue so that you will come to a better understanding. And again, the key is not to ask for something in the future. You're asking in the present tense that it's already occurring. And that will build until pretty soon you can control your dreams. Often I will control my dream to dream a very specific subject matter and get the answer to those. When I have difficulty finding an answer to something, I will dream that dream, and the answer will come to me in that dream. It's the way that the mystics and the great leaders of our time, even Einstein, his E equals MC squared, came to him in a dream. So you can use that as an example if when you take power naps in your daytime, a 20-minute power nap. Oftentimes when you do that slow breathing and you relax your body, you allow yourself to come in contact with that field, that matrix that I was talking about. Well, all knowledge exists, and you will then tune into that just like a radio. And sometimes you get a little static on the radio, but as you continue the process, that static disappears until you're able to hear it clearly. So this is how you use that to actually develop what we call vivid dreaming.
What are some good herbs for a 2-year-old to take for food allergies and climate allergies, pollen, etc.?
Well, one of the best things in the world for allergies is vitamin C and bioflavonoid. The best thing in the world is there's a liquid bioflavonoid, and that's for children. It's very easy to take because you can take a quarter teaspoon, a half a teaspoon, even a full teaspoon. Some adults, as an example, will take a tablespoon. The normal dose from the bioflavonoid liquid is a quarter teaspoon. So taking even a tablespoon, that's 30,000 milligrams of vitamin C complex. Another thing that we have is Nature Sunshine has a very good combination called ALJ formula. It comes in capsules, pills, and liquids, and that is specific for allergies. During allergy season, it's very difficult to keep that in stock. So ALJ formula, especially the liquid for the children, and it's not in alcohol, so you don't have to worry about that. A lot of extracts are in alcohol, and as much as possible, you don't want that, because giving a lot of different extracts to children, they can end up having a shot of whiskey. You know, it's a shot of alcohol a day, and that's too much, so you have to be careful. But bioflavonoid, vitamin C complex, and ALJ formula. Okay. Anyway, is that good? Can I go back to some of these articles?
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. Here was an article, and again, this one you have to be careful, because all of the foods coming out of China, this is what's happening. I just don't understand why it is that every single product that comes out of China, whether it's a food product, a supplement product, a vitamin, a mineral, whatever, an herbal combination, even furniture, even drywall, everything is contaminated when it comes out of China. And I don't understand that. Do they have no pride in their workmanship? Anyway, this one is an article. And for all of you buying rice-based infant cereals, well, there's large amounts of methylmercury, which is coming in these rice-based infant cereals, and it can create very severe developmental issues for babies and children. Methylmercury can affect the brain and intelligence and cause the loss of IQ. So this is the finding of a recent research published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. The research team studied 119 different samples of infant cereal using a variety of grains brought from various regions from China. And they found that it is that they all had large amounts of methylmercury. Some of the samples in the United States were also tested, so it's very difficult. One of the things that I would do is, if you want to make an infant cereal, you could buy different kinds of brown rice or purple rice or black rice, cook it, and then whip it very, very smooth in a like a Vitamix blender. And what you'll find that will make the consistency of baby food. And so you can make your own. You can make your own cooked vegetables or fruits and put them in something like a Vitamix or a very strong. I think that Ninja blender works very well also. And you can really blend them very well to make sure that they're not getting the mercury in there. Because the rice cereals from the U.S. and China showed a mean concentration of 2.28 micrograms per kilogram. And babies who eat this rice cereal take in too many micrograms of methylmercury per kilogram of their body weight every day. So the potential effects of the mercury content on health are hard to determine, but we know that it affects the brain and it affects intelligence. So that mercury can go into the unborn baby. So please be careful on that. It came out in some reputable journals, again, Agricultural and Food Chemistry. So that's, again, an article that you want to be careful not to be eating these cereals. Make your own whenever possible. For those of you that love coffee, okay, they found that drinking coffee or taking caffeine supplementation, it was found to reduce the inflammation and oxidative stress, and it stimulated muscle growth in athletes. People around the world just love their daily caffeine fix. Well, in the United States alone, about 84% of the population drinks at least one caffeinated beverage a day. Well, a new study led by researchers from the University Center of Varosa Grande and the Federal University in Brazil revealed that athletes could also benefit from caffeine
90 seconds
since it lowers oxidative stress after a workout. And the title of the article was called "The Effects of Caffeine Supplementation on Trained Individuals Subjected to Maximal Treadmill Test." And so they tested these athletes, and they found that the caffeine, now a cup of coffee has anywhere from 33 to 80 milligrams of caffeine, so you want to drink one or two cups of coffee in the morning, and they have found that caffeine is not
60 seconds
as bad as it used to be. We only have 60 seconds left, so it looks like that's going to be the last article that I really get to talk about. And so, again, a little caffeine in the morning, especially if you're an athlete, there's no problem. You can get benefits from that.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.